All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, Mikey. Brief segment here. I want to get a little college football to prepare for tomorrow. We'll get back to the Leos in a second. It's the awful overreactions from the weekend.
There are winners and then losers. Somebody on that field be a little more self-aware. Put your balls on the table. You want to win this division? You want to be real? So let's get this Lex in the mix.
Brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
Now, what kind of sense does that make? It's a college football segment. What?
Any of the blitzes.
Judas Priest, I tell you. You know what? It's just going to be a day I don't get anything I want, do I?
All right, let's get to these questions. Maybe you want some of these.
Yeah, you know what, Mike?
Suck up that! You know that every overreaction site out there, every single article is about Georgia and whatnot. Mike, don't write off Georgia yet. They can still reach the playoff. What do you make of this one?
Yeah, it's not an overreaction. I think if you wrote them off, you'd be overreacting. Look, something's been wrong with them all year where they don't look as impressive as we think they should on paper. They got popped. They could still get it done. The pathway's there. So, yeah, I'm going to – they could still do it. I don't think they will, but they could.
Overreaction or not, LSU is going to win the national title this year.
Overreaction. I saw a futures line today that would have Alabama as a 9.5-point favorite over LSU if they played today. Tell you one thing, LSU better figure out the back end of their defense, because for all the All-Americas with Fulton and with Stingley Jr. and with Grant Delpit, boy, they made Florida's backup QB look good on third downs. Better figure that out. You plan on doing anything.
Finito.
Rutgers is the worst Power 5 school
ever
in America. They're lost to Indiana. How about this? They finished with 1 yard passing. This is actually, believe it or not, this is actually the ninth time in 42 games they finished with under 50 yards of total passing.
Yeah, it's – Mike, honestly, I think Delaney's decision to bring them to the Big Ten is going to go down in history as one of the worst things ever, because Rutgers is really a program that should probably consider moving down to 1AA football-wise. That's how bad they are. That's how financially in arrears they are. It's a joke. And they're in our conference.
Yeah, what a Sharpie in that win every year for Michigan and Michigan State.
No, Spartan fans need to puff up D'Antonio's stats the last couple of years.
Yeah, we would always take Rutgers out of those numbers the past few weeks. Okay, interested for your take on these two teams.
What about my take on this music?
Love it or hate it?
Hate it.
Do you?
Where's our football music?
Well, we're doing this for this one once a week. Undefeated Baylor and undefeated Minnesota.
Hey, David, did he run any of this by you? Because he didn't run it by me. Now, David's shaking his head.
This was run by us.
I didn't hear about it.
Undefeated Baylor and undefeated Minnesota are threats to win their conference championship.
Overreaction. No. I love Matt Rhule and PJ Fleck as coaches, but they're not ready for primetime yet. That's ridiculous. No way.
Pac-12. Back in the playoff race.
This music is something else.
Oh, relax. Let's focus on the questions. Come on.
Okay.
Roberto's fine editing with the music.
It sounds like I'm doing Ebro in the morning here. Like, are we about to drop a new hip-hop track?
Pac-12's back in the playoff race. I don't think it is completely out of the question that one of the pair of Oregon or Utah ultimately will be able to make a case for the playoff.
That's complete nonsense. Pac-12's out. It's garbage.
That's the talk radio, idiots.
Thanks, Tom. I love you too, buddy.
How about this one? I didn't know what to make of this. The American Athletic Conference has a legitimate claim to be a Power 6 conference. Cincinnati, Temple, Tulane, Navy, Memphis all have exceeded expectations thus far, and that's before you even get to SMU, which at 6-0 is among the best stories in college football. AAC, do they have a claim to being right up there with a Power 5 conference?
No. No, they don't, because this is the up cycle. This is probably the greatest season they'll ever have as far as depth. See, the American Conference will always produce a good top-end team, whether it's UCF or Cincy or what have you. But can they produce 4, 5, 6 good teams? No, not most years. This is the exception, not the rule.
Okay, there's a clear separation between the top 10 teams and the rest of the country. College football is more top-heavy this year with the top 10 teams than it has been in the years past. Do you buy that?
No, because I think the separation really resides with the top 5 or 6. I don't think there are 10 great teams in the country. I don't even know if there's 10 good ones. I think you've got Oklahoma, you got Wisconsin, Ohio State, you got LSU, you got Alabama. You know, that's about it. Clemson, if you still count it. Mike, there's just a massive gap, and that's where college football's in a bit of trouble right now.
Mike, Texas football at 15th in America. Texas is not back, and they are an overrated football team. Do you buy that?
Yeah, I couldn't believe how bad their offense looked. And as big of a fan as I am of Alex Grinch, the DC at Oklahoma, Texas offensively. I mean, come on. Tom Herman is a genius, allegedly. Sam Ellinger's a Heisman contender, allegedly. You can't look that way offensively. It looked like a high school. Texas won't be back until they can get on the football field and they can start pumping out first-round draft picks the way they used to. That's the Texas I remember. Top-end talent on both sides of the football.
You need a Hummer?
Oh, Coach O, my man.
So, Mike, I know this is the overreaction segment, but
This is the worst music you've ever heard. Not an overreaction for a football segment.
No, I'm interested in this answer, and I think the people would be. What would your Heisman race look like right now?
I don't like this question. No, David, honestly, the problem is Trevor Lawrence doesn't deserve it. Mm-hmm. Tua's Tua. He's just doing his thing, so he'll still be up there. But when you look at it, if I had to vote on the Heisman right now today, I think Jonathan Taylor would get my vote.
Wow, not Jalen Hurts.
No, I think Jonathan Taylor's the best football player in the country. Because you know what Jalen Hurts showed me against Texas? Oklahoma hadn't played anybody defensively. Go look at it. Oklahoma hadn't played anybody. And Texas defense is bad, but they're better than the crap they've faced. I don't trust Jalen Hurts. Taylor, week in, week out, does his thing.
Hey, I'm Coach O.
All right, last one here, speaking of Coach O, about the playoff. The four playoff teams are LSU, Clemson, Oklahoma, Alabama. Do you agree with that right here, right now?
No. Ohio State is one.
That'd be the other one.
And if Ohio State loses to Wisconsin, Wisconsin's the one. But OSU to me is the best team in America. Most complete team in America. High-end draft stack on both sides of the ball. Chase Young, Jeffrey Okuda. I mean, you're talking two top five guys. Offensive side of the ball. I mean, Fields, hell, you could tell me he's going to be the number one pick in 2 years. I'd agree with you. J.K. Dobbins, you could tell me he's a first-round pick. I'd agree with you. You could tell me all three of those wide receivers they got are going to play in the league. What am I going to tell you? Mike, I think OSU's for real.
There's no way the Big Ten's left out again, right? Could we see that happening? I mean, it's possible, but...
Listen. You got it. The nightmare scenario will be Wisconsin, losing, or OSU losing to Wisconsin. They have a loss, and then they beat Wisconsin in the Big Ten title game. They got a loss. And even then, one of them finds a way in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This music. My God.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.